Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Welcome all to FSHD Straight Talk. I am your host, Tim Hollenbach, and welcome again to another episode. We have a big episode in store for you today because we have a lot of guests. We have three great guests jumping on today. We have Martha Logan, Nick Logan, and Jack Riblick from Atlanta. They are here to talk about a campaign that is about to be launched. That's why we put in this episode in this particular time, because it is going to be the High Five Challenge. We've all heard of the Ice Bucket Challenge that helped ALS so much and how much money it raised, something around like $17 million, $15 million or something like under a year. It's a ridiculous amount of money. We all knew it. I was a part of that. We talk about that in this episode and so many other things, and looking forward to having them in on this conversation. If you want to reach out to me, please do so. FSHD Radio at FSHDSociety.org. Follow the show anywhere you get your podcasts, rate, review, spread the word, please. Use social media. You know how to use that. And today you will definitely have to know if you don't already, because that's part of the premise here of this high five challenge is really the point. You do this, you nominate five more people, you donate money to the FSHD cause here, and let's find a treatment. Let's find a cure. This will push us closer to that finish line. I believe it. It's a fun activity. Let's face it, get your friends involved. And this also kind of talks about involving others too that maybe don't know what FSHD is. This gains us a lot of awareness out there. The people that are going to be within this show is known to FSHD community. Also, Nick Logan is a actor. He's been in several shows, including on Netflix show called Boots. He is the son of Martha Logan, so they're here to join us. Jack as well. A lot of people know Jack, who's on the FSHD Society board, also part of the global push of our community as well. So he has a lot of connections. So we're kind of bringing a little bit of a powerhouse here to get this thing launched off the right way. And I think Jack, who talks about where the idea came from, is going to kind of kick us off and then build into what we're doing and why we're doing it. And it's pretty obvious why, right? We're raising awareness equals raising funds, which helps treatment cure, that we are getting closer and closer to this. I want you to key in on some stats too that Jack talks about in this episode too, where we've come from with those that are in the space of a treatment and cure, as in pharmaceutical companies and so forth. Fascinating there. But it just fires us up, and I'm not going to spoil it anymore because Nick really brings it in this episode. He's a lot of fun, high energy guy, more energy than I have, that is for sure. And I'm so glad they're all here. So I hope you really enjoy this episode. So let's get on to it. Let's bring in the guests. Did you know that there are more than 30 FSHD chapters across the United States and Canada, led by local volunteers who want to create connection among our FSHD community members? The FSHD Society chapter program allows you to connect with others who understand FSHD and provide you with valuable resources and information. Whether you are a person living with FSHD or supporting a loved one who is, our chapters offer a caring community to face FSHD together. They give you a place to learn, share experiences, and raise your voice to make a difference in improving care, advancing research, and accelerate the development of treatments for everyone affected by FSHD. Find your local community today. Visit fshdsociety.org/local-chapter to locate and connect with a chapter nearest you, or learn more about starting a chapter in your area. We are here so that no one faces FSHD alone. So here we have a little bit of a roundtable type maybe discussion. I think more it's a bringing a small army of FSHD people here, representing the community. That's right. Talking about something that I think is cool. It's exciting. We teased it here in the pre-show warm-up. The High Five Challenge. So we have Martha, Nick, Jack here to talk about that. I'm excited. It's when we're airing this show, it is literally going to be, I think, right around the corner at when this is launching. So that's why everybody's here. So you want to maybe quickly introduce yourselves, and a lot of people might know who Jack is, some might know who Martha is, but maybe not everybody knows who everybody is, including Nick. I mean, they all, I think, know who I am by now. So Jack, why don't you take it away, kind of go around the Zoom here.
Yeah, I'm Jack Gerblich. I'm an FSHD patient. I've been living with, diagnosed about 32 years ago. I'm on the board of the FSHD Society. I'm also the chapter director for the Atlanta chapter. So that's me.
That's you. Who wants to go next? Martha? You
want
to
I'll say go it? Next. I'm Martha Logan, Atlanta, Georgia is where I live. And I was diagnosed in 2017 with FSHD. My father had it. And so I was familiar with it. But after my diagnosis, I reached out to the FSHD Society and learned we have had a brand new chapter in Atlanta, and Jack was our leader. So I quickly got over there, went to a meeting. I think Nikki went with me that first meeting that I went to, and have really enjoyed volunteering these last few years with FSHD. And my son is Nick Logan, who is with us today. So I love it when he wants to volunteer for the cause also.
Yeah. Welcome, Nick. Tell us a little about yourself. Obviously, connection there.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Nick Logan, and I'm Martha's son. And my mother, like she said, was diagnosed a few years back. And also my sister was also diagnosed a few years back. And my grandfather had it and passed away from it, unfortunately. So it's definitely a part of my family. As far as I know, I don't have it as of now. But I love volunteering with the FSHD Society. And I think the reason I'm on this call or Jack gets me involved is I'm also an actor. You may know me from the Netflix show Boots and Dark Winds, I Care a Lot, and many other things. So I'm really excited about the High Five Challenge and getting people on board and getting some exposure to this across social media platforms and doing some fun ways to do some high fives and get some money in to help cure this disease. But we're all in it together, and I'm just excited to be on the call with you guys.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, thanks, guys, for bringing this to us and talking about this. This is something new. If I'm correct, right, Jack? So why don't you tell us a little about the background? Where did this all start?
Yeah. So this is about 2.5 years ago. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's been a supporter of our Atlanta Walk and Roll for the last 7 years, and we were talking about fundraising. And he said, "Oh, I got to get you in touch with a good friend of mine. He owns his own marketing company," and so he connected us. And I spent 30 or 45 minutes with Rick Jones. He owns Fish Bait Solutions. So he's the founder of Fish Bait. He's also their chief creative officer. So Rick and I, we chatted for about 30 minutes, and off the top of his head, he said, "Hey, grassroots fundraising is undervalued." I talked to him about FSHD and the fact that most patients have difficulty raising their hands above their head. And like I said, off the top of his head, he said, "High Five Challenge," right? Similar to the Ice Bucket Challenge, but a lot drier, right?
Unless you want to make it cold and wet, you can do it. Dump an ice bucket and give a high five. Go for it. It's up to you.
Yeah, that's right. I like that.
Cold and wet high five. So that was Rick's idea 2.5 years ago. I've been yapping about it for the last 2.5 years, and finally we were executing on it. So looking forward to it. But if you go back and you look at the statistics of the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's amazing. I mean, Martha, did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did the first year, I believe, and it was cold and wet. Nick is right.
He doesn't like being cold and wet, y'all. I tell you, I'm a Southern woman through and through.
And Nick, you did it as well, right?
Oh, I did. Now I get a little more, but you know, it's fun. I did it on a hot day. It was fun.
Oh, smart.
I want to do it again. Maybe we'll do that. We'll do a few of these. And maybe do the hot bucket. I don't know. That's dangerous, but don't do the hot.
That's dangerous.
Do the hot water challenge. Don't do that. That's bad.
Tim, did you participate?
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah. With all my coaches circle. Yeah. I think they were all challenging each other. And that was like the key, right? I mean, you would just do it, but you're also challenging somebody else to do it. Is that like a similar time?
It is. And the challenge is you post a video and then you challenge five others to post something that's more creative. right? That's funnier. That's over the top of what you just posted. That's the challenge part. But if we look at the statistics of the Ice Bucket Challenge, launched in 2014 by two young men living with ALS, and this was definitely a grassroots effort, which this is going to be. 17 million people worldwide participated, and they raised 115 million in less than a year. Massive amount over their typical annual fundraising. So I was amazed at that. But if something does, if this high five challenge, by the way, which is also going to be global. So, I represent the United States in the World FSHD Alliance. I've already got commitments from five other countries that are going to be participating with us on April 15th as we kick this off. So I think it is going to be a global effort to raise awareness for FSHD. I'm excited about that.
So who's gonna be the first post? You know what I mean? Like someone's gotta you think that's gonna be you, Jack? You're gonna beat everybody for it
Well,
first, and then it goes?
I don't have a large social media following. Well, I actually have one follower.
Okay.
It's
It's me. It's me. No, it's
yeah, no, it's my dog. My dog
Oh,
follows me around the house.
okay.
He's my one follower that I have. So maybe we'll get him involved.
That's funny.
Well, I
You
think
could.
I'll probably kick it off, and I'm going to get some other actors and people in my industry that I know to do something fun with this and expose all their followers to it, and hopefully get them to get on board too. But to all those listening or watching this, if you got young Gen Z, Gen Alpha kids in your house, or if you're listening to this and you are Gen Z and Gen Alpha and you do TikTok and you talk dances, do a dance that incorporates a high five, put it up there for real. There's all kinds of exciting ways that you can approach this to make it fun and infectious and to want to and make others want to get on board.
And by the way, Nick has quite a lot of followers himself. If you haven't watched Boots on Netflix, Nick is phenomenal in it. So I would encourage
I'm
everybody
a
to watch that.
very scary, obnoxious drill instructor in the Marine Corps. I do a lot of screaming. I might do a screaming high five
Yeah.
post and be like, "Give me a high five, you turd burglar," or something like that.
There's a few cuss words in there, so just
Keep on, Boots. We'll make it
Definitely.
PG on the post, okay?
Get the kids out of the room when you turn it on. I
You're a
cuss less
disruptor.
in dark winds. I don't think there's much cursing in dark winds. Then I'm just a weirdo and a scary person.
That's okay too. You could do both. Why
I
can't you do
do a
both?
lot of it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I have. I've done the weird cursing too, but we don't have to do it here.
It's good to have range though. I heard Nick, right? As
I
an
don't know if
actor.
I have range anymore, so much, Tim. I think it's just a shtick at this point, but I don't know.
Well, whatever we can, I'll take whatever. I mean, if this helps FSHD get cured, treated, etc., then I'm all for it.
That's what
So,
we're
right,
about.
if it's getting soaked and while you're doing the high five, if it's doing extreme things, if it's doing, yelling at us, I don't mind getting kind of fired up that way, like Nick kind of talks about. I'm totally fine with it.
Give me
Whatever
a
it takes.
high five.
Let's go.
Yeah,
That'll
I can
fire you
see.
up, man. You run through a brick wall after getting that. Let's
I
go.
can. I can get you fired up. That's for sure.
I could see pets being involved. I could see young toddlers and infants.
Yeah,
And
for example, come here, Josie.
There we go. Here we go. We're gonna start it right now, Jack. This is happening.
Can anyone see this? Are people watching this?
Yes.
Because this is Josie, and Josie loves giving. Look, she's going to give you a paw five. Hey,
That's the
she's going
first
to give
one.
you
It just got kicked
two.
off.
Josie's going to help us
Oh,
cure this thing too. Come on.
There you go. We just kicked it off. Well, there's a couple of folks that are also going to be involved other than the World FSHD Alliance. We've reached out to Chris Carino, who I know, Tim, maybe get some NBA players involved, which would be
Oh,
great.
that'd be awesome. Yeah.
The new chapter director, Sam Feldman in California, he knows Ben Gerard. He plays the toddler on Nickelodeon. And
Gotta look that
it's
up.
fun. It's extremely funny. But anyway, Ben's gonna told Sam he'd be happy to be a part of it. So we've got a California whole contingent. Mary, who's the chapter director from Chicago, she knows somebody who's involved in filming Chicago Fire. So
Oh,
we're gonna,
nice.
yeah, we're gonna reach out to them. Taylor Quigg in Florida, I chatted with her. She's involved. She's got a lot of followers as well. She's a wonderful advocate for in raising awareness. So yeah, we got quite a few folks lined up. I think it should be fun. Chip Wilson,
Oh,
hopefully
yeah, Chip.
we can get him involved, and Neil Camarda, and yep.
Kind of cover Canada, right? That'd be nice, right? Kind of span the globe as
Again.
you're talking about, get some good representation everywhere here.
Yep. And then think about it, Tim. I mean, a baseball analogy. Wouldn't it be great to get a Yankees player high-fiving a
Why
Sox
not?
player,
I
a
mean,
Red Sox?
I mean, if we want more of a superior, organization, maybe, the Milwaukee Brewers in my area would be great, considering they won the most games in the MLB last year. Something like that would be great. I got some connections. I can definitely work it. I can definitely get to it. As we record this, I have plenty of time. We got
I
some
can
days.
see the Brave Stadium from
What?
my house, so
That's
maybe
kind
we
of a
can
low,
get over
but
there. You know, I'll do some, we can do like
who?
we can do like a ball five. You know, we get the mitts together. I
There
don't
you
know.
go. There you go. From
Maybe
like
we get
Milwaukee
a.
to Atlanta. I mean, that's where the Brewers, that's who we had. We had the Braves. We went to Atlanta. I mean, there is a connection there.
There's a
Why can't
lot
we
of
get the two
love
to work
there.
together?
That's
Yes.
right. Yeah, get a Michigan football player high-fiving an Ohio State football
Ooh,
player. I don't know if we'll
that could
ever
be
get there
tough.
yet, you
Yeah,
know.
that's like almost trying to have world peace. That's gonna be tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you never know what this could do. This definitely brings people together, just like the Ice Bucket Challenge did. I know that worked in many ways beyond just people donating. It was also like awareness. Awareness equals donation. So like, is that what we're ultimately that we're working towards here, right? So when people post, I assume there's, hey, post also this link. Challenge you not just do high five. Maybe it's give high 5 bucks, like something, like anything, right? Some type of donation going on. Is that all the master plan, I assume, right?
Yeah. The plan is to raise awareness first, and raise awareness on a global basis for the million FSHD patients that deal with this every day, as you do, Tim, as Martha, as you do, as I do. Yeah. So 1 million people worldwide are affected with this muscle wasting disease, and so we need to raise awareness. So the priority is to raise awareness about FSHD, and I think the fundraising will happen just organically after that. So it's
Totally.
and like I say, on a global basis, rising tide floats all the boats, right? So let's just raise awareness here in the States, and I think it'll catch on globally.
For sure.
And Tim, I think this is a perfect time, if you think about everything that's going on in the world. I mean, we are divided, and so
Oh, yeah.
I think this is an opportunity to pull together, as you mentioned, Tim, and unite. And what better way than, high fives? So I think
Yeah.
it's something simple. I think
Universal
it's
language. It's, I
creative.
mean, it is a universal language. If I would leave my home
Good
now,
point.
fly across the world and go to, let's say, Kenya or something and go like this to someone, I'm getting a high five back. It's
Yeah.
like it's just a universal thing. It's just what you do. It's common, right? It's common. I don't know it gets a little bit replaced by knucks and all that. No. We're not doing that today. We're doing high five. We're going full in. Let's go. Human connection, right? Human connection is really what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. I love the I what I really don't understand, Jack, is why it took you 2 years to get this going.
Well, I there's no excuse. There's no excuse. You know, I
It takes
usually I'm
time.
back.
It takes time.
Jack does a lot, okay? Yeah. Jack does a lot down here in Atlanta. He's a busy man. He forgets the high fives. There's a lot happening. But I love this because you're so right. I mean, if there's anything that brings people together, it's causes like this. And I think what's so exciting about the time we're in right now with FSHD, as all you guys know, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, is where we're at with some of the medicine medicine and what the future holds for curing this disease. I mean, we're actually starting to get to a place where we can see some light at the end of the tunnel here. And the more money we raise, we know it's actually going to that goal, right? So I'm excited to get a new campaign going with these guys and all of our listeners here on this show for them to help us get it going, and then to come up with new fun things going forward to help keep the momentum going to find a cure for this.
Absolutely.
And Tim, maybe we get a corporate sponsor like Five Guys, right?
Hello. Yeah, it's easy. Someone's got to know somebody, right? Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, from the sports world to everywhere else around the globe, I think this is going to be impactful for sure. Get the word out. That's what we want to do. So before we let y'all go, like, give me kind of like, I don't know, maybe we got to have everybody give us like that. What's that rah-rah speech? What's that? I don't know if this is going to land on Nick. It feels like it might, but you know, like what's that fire up? Let's get after it. High five time.
Jack, you want me to go?
Well, I'll just say,
Yeah, I want to make sure we didn't miss anything too, of course. Yeah.
tag, now is the time where, I mean, the from a drug development standpoint, think about this, Tim. You know, but for those folks that are listening and maybe don't know, in 2016, we had zero therapies in the drug development pipeline. In 2018, we had two. Today, in 2026, 8 years later, we have 24
Wow. Wow.
biotech pharmaceutical companies that are in some stage of drug development. So we need some help in getting one of those approved over the finish line, approved by the FDA, and then getting out to patients and their families
For
so that
sure.
we can start treatment, we can start therapies that are going to slow this disease, stop this disease. And then we have additional therapies for muscle regeneration. So once we stop muscles from being destroyed, then we can start to
Oh,
energize
fantastic.
and regenerate those muscles. And we've got therapies in the pipeline, but we need some awareness and we need some funding so that we can help get a therapy across the finish line and into patients' hands.
Mom,
Love it.
what's your rah-rah?
Well, I
Yeah.
just, I'm not really good on social media either. I've got, a small little following, very small. But I think it's just more awareness because I've got lots of friends who don't even realize that I have FSHD. You don't walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, this is why I walk like I do." And so the awareness is a good way to get the awareness out there and make it part mostly about FSHD and not just about one individual. So it should spread even with people like me who's got very small followers on their pages. So, because you'll just all you need is one person that has got a lot and then it'll just go. So my rah-rah is awareness, because that's what lasts long after the campaigns are over. So that's my hope for this. I see no reason it shouldn't work.
Well, and I'll just close it out with this. You're already listening to a show about FSHD. You care. You own one of these. It's a phone. It's probably in your pocket or your hand. Look, I just opened the camera app. I went to the video thing. You go like this and you press record and you go, "I'm giving a high five to you. Give it back to me." So go make that video, and then you open up your Instagram or your TikTok or Facebook and post, and then tell the other people to post. Get up. What are you doing? Get your phone out and get it done. This is
Let's go.
easy. Let's go. Come on. Let's cure some FSHD. 24 therapies? Are you kidding me? Where are we going to be at in a year? Let's go, baby. Let's make some videos. Let's give some high fives. Go FSHD. Let's cure this thing.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That's
That's what we need. Just have
it,
that in a constant loop. Yes.
man.
Rah-rah-rah!
Let's go.
And you did
Love
it all without saying a bad word. How about
Yeah. It was well done.
that?
Well done. It was well done. It wasn't, it didn't even sound, yeah, even close to just saying anyway. It was awesome. Fantastic. Love the energy. Love the energy. Thank you guys for bringing this to our attention, launching it. High fives for everybody. Well done.
Boom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing more to say. Let's just get after it. Let's get to work. Let's do it. Let's do it.
We're gonna
It's
do a
gonna be
spot.
epic, Tim. It's gonna be epic.
Going right now.
Hey.
Josie, we're gonna
Get
give
the
high
dog
five
again.
to
High five. That's right.
everybody. Hey, Josie,
There
bye.
we go.
Josie.
Woo!
Excellent. Thanks again, guys, for joining us. Help us kick this off. Thanks, Jack, for
Thank you
putting it
so
together.
much.
Martha, Nick, take care. Thank you.
I got you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Wow. Okay. Nick does a high five at the end there with the dog. I have a dog. He just can't make it down here. But I'm going to tell you right now, this idea is fantastic. It's simple, right? It's simple. I give high fives. Granted, maybe knucks more often, but I can convert. I can change. I can go back to old school kind of high five work. I'm happy to do that. Love to do that. And I think that raising awareness is huge. It's something that's going to pump some energy into this. Is what we need. It's what we need. 100%. Those statistics are unbelievable. As Jack pointed out, the development companies that have things in the pipeline, 2016, nothing, all the way to current times, 24 of them out there. That's not even enough, in my opinion. There should be more. We have to have that light at the end of the tunnel, as Nick talked about. You want to get involved? You want to find out where this is all going on? Sir, FSHDSociety.org. If you want to email me, please do so as well. FSHD Radio at FSHD Society. Dot org is the way. Follow this platform here that you listen to the show. Social media, I'm out there as well. Let's get the word out. Let's launch this thing. Let's go immediately. Nothing else to say. Now let's take it to action. Love it. Love it. So thanks all for joining me on this episode. Look forward to the next one and beyond. Take care. You've been listening to FSHD Straight Talk.